Today we hear the miracle of Jesus that he raised Lazarus to life. And actually that was, I would say, that was the reading prior to the reading today. But it's quite linked to each other. As you know, the Gospel of John recorded 7 signs and miracles Jesus did. First was the changing of water into wine. Second was his healing of the nobleman's son. Third is the healing of the paralytic at Bethesda. Fourth is the feeding of the multitude. Fifth is when Jesus walks on the sea. Sixth is the healing of the man born blind. And seventh is his raising Lazarus to life, as we are going to be reflecting on. All of this points to who Jesus is. That Jesus is not simply a prophet or a miracle worker or even a good moral teacher, nor merely the expected Messiah, but the Word incarnate himself as described in John chapter 1 or the prologue. Today we read the 7th and the most significant sign Jesus did. It is when Jesus brings Lazarus, who has been dead for 4 days, back to life. This sign reveals Jesus' divine power over life and death. That we should believe that even if we see death all around us, we know we have life because Jesus has the divine power over life and death. And many came to believe in him as a result. Some Jews believed in the resurrections, others did not. The Pharisees did believe, however, the Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. The scripture speaks of a general resurrection of all people, which would take place at the end of time, followed by the judgment. Martha and Mary share in the belief in the general resurrection. And let me read to you from John chapter 11, and I will be reading from verse 21 to 25. Now Martha said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die physically, if I may add, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" Do we really believe this? Now, this is the reading prior to our reading today, that when Jesus went to Bethany at Lazarus' place, and by this time Lazarus was dead, that Jesus was having a discourse, a conversation with Martha about the resurrection from the dead. While Martha was reiterating her belief in the general resurrection for their brother, in other words, Martha was saying, "Yes, Lazarus will be resurrected, meaning in the last day." However, Jesus shocked her when Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life." It's like saying, "I am the last days." Remember that Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. Besides, Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life." And again, he says so profoundly, emphatically, and I can imagine how Martha reacted to these words. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." Let those words sink into us today. I am the resurrection and the life. And if you notice, with the list of all the I ams, "I am the bread of life, I am the way, the truth, and the life, I am the resurrection and the life," when it comes to the most profound need of humanity, God is. Let me repeat what I said. When it comes to the most profound need of humanity, God is. And that answers why He is the I Am. The raising of Lazarus to life means Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And we understand that, you know, Lazarus, after being raised to life, at one point died. So Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, but at the same time, He was saying to Martha, but because I am the resurrection and the life, I can raise your brother to life. Now let's go to John chapter 12. 6 days after the Passover, Jesus returns to Bethany to spend time at the home of His close friends, Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. Then Mary goes somewhere and comes back, I imagine. And when she came back, she was holding in her hand a pound of very costly oil of spikenard, anointed. And what else did she do? Wiped Jesus' feet with her hair. I can imagine how the people who were present reacted to what was going on. Can you imagine a woman using her hair, wiping the feet of Jesus? Now, Judas's reaction was quite pronounced. He said, this is preposterous. This is outrageous. He said, you know, this is a very costly perfume. Why waste the perfume? We can sell it and give the money to the poor. But of course, Judas was not really speaking the truth, though his words sounded very altruistic, generous, and it was a truly good proposition. It sounded to be, but Judas was not sincere in his heart. The scripture tells us from what we have read that Judas really did not care for the poor. But because he was the treasurer among the group, he has been stealing money from the money box. The anointing account of what we have read today is to put a very clear and stark contrast between the act of Mary's devotion and Judas's bitter skepticism, hypocrisy, and fake devotion. That is what I would like to share with us, and that's what the scripture is sharing with us. A comparison of Mary's devotion and Judas's devotion. Judas's was more of a bitter skepticism. It was fake. It was feigned devotion. It was not real devotion. Outwardly, he followed Jesus, but in his heart, he was not following Jesus. Martha's profession of faith, therefore, is truly remarkable. But when we go to Mary, Mary's act of devotion is what could be described as an extravagant love. Today, as we come to this reflection or listen to this reflection, it makes me think, what kind of devotion do I have to my Lord? What kind of devotion do we have? Does Jesus really deserve such act of devotion? Mary's devotion, I would say, as one calls it, the extravagance of love. As we are in the process of walking with Christ in this life, may our devotion one day reach to a point that it is more what we would call truly extravagance of love from our part, because Jesus has so loved us and God has so loved the world. I pray that this would make us think, especially as we move to the Holy Week, and that we would grow in our love and devotion to the Lord.